Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Hotspot, the show where Delia and Marilyn, your sexy mistress co-host, talk about all the things that get us hot and bothered. I am your super sexy co-host, Delia, of BegForMistress.com.
And this is Mistress Marilyn, your naughty cock-teasing femdom of KinkAdvisor.com and sultry co-host of tonight's Kinkified Cuckolding Fun.
Now, I have a question for you. Are you ready to get hot? This week, we have a very sexy show, but don't we always? This show is a topic that gets us away from masturbation May and into our potpourri of sexy scintillating topics that we always love to give you. Tonight, we are going to be talking all about cuckolding. So, I hope your curiosity is piqued. I want you to just get ready to get hot.
Welcome back, cuckold. Well, it is time for Miss Marilyn's sex toy review, and tonight, well, I'm always excited about our sex toy reviews, but I think I have just found the most perfect sex toy set for cuckolding fetishists. We are going to be talking about the Perfect Fit Real Boy Kit from Stockroom.com. Now, I think that cuckolding is a fetish with so much diversity. There are so many kinks that go together with cuckolding, like peanut butter and jelly, or like me and my stiletto heels. So, I have to say, I think this toy is definitely going to add some extra excitement to your cuckolding scenes, if you can take any extra excitement, that is. This set includes both a gorgeous, realistic TPE dildo, as well as a sheer, real-feel, silly-skin cock sleeve. Now, the dildo gives you about 7.5 inches of veined, textured length, which you gotta love that, coupled with a nice medium girth, and I think this beauty just has the perfect tip for anal penetration. Nice and slender to start before widening out to a sweet little ridge where the head meets the shaft. The TPE material of this cock really has a great feel. Slightly softer and more natural feeling than PVC, but still firm enough to rock your world and mine. And, oh, it gets better. It has a suction cup for some hot and heavy wall banging, or for my favorite strap-on harness. The cock sheath is 7 inches long on stretch, and it has a textured interior that is sure to tease your cock to the brink and back, if your mistress allows you to stroke with it, that is. Aside from the sheath being a great male masturbator, it is truly a perfect fit with the dildo that it comes with. You can slip it on the toy, add some extra girth, sure to be a fun time. Now that we have got all these sexy specifications about this sex toy set, well, it's time for us to explore why this duo is the perfect toy to add to your cuckolding escapades in any case. For starter, I'm going to recommend that you pick up some latex or polyurethane condoms with this toy if you have a partner that you'd like to share with. Keep it safe, sexy, and sanitary. After all, sharing is caring, and, well, that's where the fun of this toy truly comes into play. Now, I know of quite a few playmates, and Miss Delia, I bet you can say this too, who get incredibly hot at the fantasy of their wife or girlfriend cuckolding them, but for a
exactly.
lot of
Exactly.
And do you find that, you know, sometimes the jealousy and emotions that they fear it could spark in their relationship overall just really keeps them from getting out there and exploring?
It really does, yeah.
So,
they're nervous.
Part of why this toy is just a perfect set, you can do what I like to call strap-on cuckolding with it. So, our guys can have their honey. They're going to slip you into her strap-on harness and slip this nicely sized dildo through the O-ring so she can take a ride while your cock remains denied.
Mm.
And if You slip the sheath on. Oh, with all that extra girth, I can guarantee soaked sheaths. I mean, really, a long cock is nice, but Miss Celia, isn't girth just a beautiful thing?
Girth trumps everything, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, for my more experienced and real-time cuckolds, this cock sleeve will add an extra sexy tease to your fat fest while you watch your mistress get fucked by the cock she's always dreamed of. If you're a cuckold who enjoys anal play or course by scenes, well, why not put that dildo to you so you can get fucked while she gets fucked? That sure sounds like a hot time to me. And last but not least, if you've taken it in the ass enough times to consider yourself an anal aficionado for our more sensual playmates or a certified butt slut, flip the sheath over the dildo, and, you know, it's just going to stretch your ass just right during solo play or a strap-on scene with your mistress. Gotta love that. This toy is very easy to clean. Soap and water will do the trick, and you can flip the cock sheath inside out to let it dry. Just remember, if you want to share this toy with a partner, condoms are a must. TPE is a gorgeous material. It is also a porous material. It can be cleansed, but it can't be sterilized like silicone can. We know that with anal play, double dipping is a serious, serious no-no. So, before sharing, always wash your toys, slip on a fresh condom, and you will be good to go.
I have an even better idea for that. Buy two. I think these are fantastic looking, and honestly, for what you're getting for a really good dildo, and I mean, the versatility of this with the little, I mean, it could be a masturbation sleeve. It also slips over the dildo as a girth enhancer, that silly skin sheath. It's like getting two toys in one. Why not just get two and have one for her and one for you? I bet all the sluts need that.
Double fun. Can't say no to that.
Welcome back, everyone. It is time for Miss Delia to talk to you about cuckolding. Oh, who am I kidding? A better description of what we're going to be doing is talking about how to get your wife to fuck other men. Now, I will tell you, I have lots of men ask me, Miss Delia, how do I get my wife interested in cuckolding me? And I have to say, that is a very, very good question. One thing that you want to be sure of is that you're not really asking, how do I talk her into it? Because you know, a woman cannot be talked into anything. And if you're in a relationship with a woman, I'm sure you already know that. Instead, what you want to do is use your skills. And if you don't have those skills, you want to use the advice that mistress gives you to plant the seeds in her head. Now, I would really recommend a mistress's hot and sexy advice, because that does create the perfect environment where it all could grow. Are you not following? Are you confused? Do you maybe need to know a little bit more about what I mean? Well, let me give you an example. First, you should actually talk to your wife. Do you know how many people do not talk to their main partners about their fantasies? Things that turn them on and get them off? I mean, maybe men really do need to have a couple little secrets that are just theirs because it feels so good. But if you want something so deeply like being a cuckold or sucking cock or eating your own cum, you might want to think about talking about something like that. Now, of course, you can discuss sexual fantasies. Start small and go slow. For cuckolding, you could talk about, you know, fantasies about maybe having her have sex with a bigger cock and talk about it in terms of a sex toy like the one that Mistress Marilyn just showed you. Then you should watch some porn with her. I mean, guys, come on. If you are not watching porn with your partner, what's going on? It's a little selfish, I think. And it really, really hinders your sex life. Watch some porn together. And if you're into cuckolding, watch some porn that has threesomes in it. And when you're hot and heavy with each other, talk about what an incredible fantasy it is and how it would be so hot in fantasy, of course, to see her do that with you and another guy. Plant the seeds. Your third step, once you've watched some porn, and I don't mean once, I mean a few times, bring out the sex toys. Maybe the next few times you watch porn, you don't have sex with her, you make her crave something, and then you use a larger dildo on her than you are. Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about. Take it slow and go step by step. And once you are getting good results, the next step is to slowly introduce this kinky conversation into your everyday life. So here's an idea. You've watched enough cuckold porn. Play some out and do a hot and sexy cuckold role play. Ask her to fantasize about you being her high school crush, her ex-college boyfriend, that guy from the office that maybe she secretly thinks about, or just the delivery man who has a very special package to deliver. Now, that'll be fun. And for the next step, once you've had your naughty role plays, you've watched a ton of porn, you've been discussing your sexual fantasies, you are ready to bring up this topic in a non-sexual situation. When you're grocery shopping, make a comment about a guy who just passed you in the aisle. Tell her that he looked at her melons while she was picking out one, and that you just couldn't help thinking about those sexy role plays that you did. And how incredible would it be to make it a little bit more real? Now let that sink in a few times, and then one night when things feel right, and you feel like she's kind of on your side, she's got to bring it up a couple times, and once she does, ask her if she'd like to do something fun. Have a fun little experiment. Go out to a bar together and practice picking out a hunky, sexy, well-hung stud together at a bar. Now, that doesn't mean, of course, that you take him home that night. But once you've watched your porn, you've role-played, you've talked about cuckolding in non-sexual situations, and then you've gone to the bar just to have a little fun and check out the other guys together, I can pretty much guarantee you that with all of this under your belt, and not much of a cock under your belt, she is going to go ahead and one night say, well, let's try it. How about that guy over there? And then, my cuckold wannabe, you will be cuckolded. You will be. So try these steps and certainly email and let us know how they work out for you.
Welcome back, cuckold. Well, I definitely got hot hearing about all of Miss Delia's sexy tips and tricks to get you to become the perfect cuckold. Now, I, of course, have a few thoughts of my own about the cuckolding fetish. I have always thought that cuckolding is such a fun fetish to explore with the right playmate. The reason I enjoy my cuckolding fantasy so much is because of just how beautifully it blends with more than a few of my favorite fetishes. To begin with, the cuckold scenes that I enjoy are strictly from a dominant standpoint, and it indulges my fetish to be in control and enjoy exploring my sexual prowess. I get the cock I want, the orgasmically awesome sex exactly how I want it, and a lovely a quivering submissive to mercilessly tease. Now, as a cuckoldress, I will not be considered your slut girlfriend to be passed around to your friends for your enjoyment. It does not work that way in my realm. Becoming my cuckold is all about my pleasure. And if anyone is going to be the slut in this arrangement, well, it's going to be you, dear. When I decide to fuck a man, a long, thick cock is certainly a requirement, but it takes more than that to pleasure me. I like a man who knows exactly how to work his hips with a very particular expertise. And even my bulls know that the lady always comes first. Now, as I had mentioned, cuckolding does blend with a few fetishes that I adore. Getting fucked by another man in front of you is always a fun time, but I do adore some extra kink in my cuckolding scenes. Maybe the reason you want to be my cuckold is because you have a teeny-weeny little dick, and I might not be able to stop myself from reminding you how much bigger and better my lover's huge cock feels while you edge yourself for me. After all, an orgasm denial fetish only gets hotter when you know he's going to come where you only wish you could. And I'm going to soak the sheets with my own spine-tingling orgasm. And the best part, your balls will still be blue, swollen, and full. I also think that cuckolding is a great way to indulge some of your coarse bi desires. Remember, this is about my pleasure, and my lover will be licking my sweet pussy long before I consider the idea of sucking his cock. Someone has to get him ready, and I'll appreciate that view, whether you're a slutty sissy in a pair of silky panties, or just a naked and teased submissive playmate. Simply put, I just can't help but get incredibly wet when I'm coercing and seducing my submissives to get my lover ready for me. I do think that becoming a cuckold in some ways can really be the ultimate submissive act. There is just something beautifully, darkly intimate about sacrificing your own sexual pleasure for mine. And where it gets really hot is when I know how much you enjoy it. I know how much it teases you, and I know exactly how hot of a mindfuck it is for you to feel that nervous twist in your tummy while your cock drops harder at every thrust of my lover's hips and every beautiful moan that escapes my lips. Now, I did want to mention, I ended up doing a cuckolding post during my Depths of Fetishism series on my blog. And some of the comments that I got there were amazing. It was great to get the conversation going, and I had a good mix of gentlemen who want to be cuckolded, simply want to keep their cuckolding in a fantasy realm, and those who have actually explored cuckolding. It's definitely one that you want to check out, and aside from that, you'll get treated to all of my sexy, naughty thoughts about the science behind the cuckolding fetish. And, well, the sexiness behind it, of course. So head on over to www.kinkadvisor.com and go to my blog series page. Under my Depths of Fetishism series, you will find Mind of a Cuckold. And I hope you do enjoy.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, Miss Marilyn and I have a little bit of a naughty story to tell you. As you know, I went out to visit Miss Marilyn, and we did have fun. We really, really did have fun, and we talked about all kinds of fetishes and fantasies. We even talked about cuckolding, and we both love a great cuckolding fantasy. We often think about the sexy hot bulls and the really hot wanting woman, and then the humble cuck just doing what he's told in whatever role he must serve. However, aside from BDSM scenes, Neither Miss Marilyn nor I had seen this dynamic at work until we went to dinner one night. And this is a very hot, very sexy, true story. What do you remember, Miss Marilyn? It was a hot night.
Well, it was definitely a hot night, to say the least. I had told my wonderful play toy to meet us for dinner at my favorite little Italian place for an early dinner so I could show Miss Delia around. Mm, I do love my Italian.
Yum.
Yes. Oh, not only was the food nummy, the atmosphere was nummy anyway. I had asked for us to be seated in a semi-private room, and because of the early time at a fairly popular place, we were lucky enough to be alone in this cozy room. The semi-private tables. Well, they really leave plenty of room for some naughty, naughty fun. Now, I had sneakily begun cock-taunting and teasing my slut under the table for about 15 minutes, being all nonchalant while I watched the people dilate and tried to make it difficult for him to squirm. And that was when a quite striking, gorgeous woman entered with her husband.
Well, I think we think he was her husband. He must have, they were certainly attached.
Oh, yeah.
And she was certainly a couple of rungs higher up on the ladder than him, I remember, because I also was teasing Jack at the time. And I looked up when people entered the room, and I remember thinking that he was just kind of ordinary. He was pretty neutrally dressed. And I remember, and this is just one of those weird things that I pick up on, he had one shoe untied. I tend to notice these things, but what I really noticed was her. I mean, she had on a gorgeous body-hugging dress. She had on stiletto pumps. She had really long, lean, very sexy legs. And other than that, it looked pretty innocuous. Just a couple out for a nice Italian dinner. They sat down, and I believe Miss Marilyn and I both resumed our teasing. And then it happened. We didn't know what this was yet, but it happened. A very tall, dark, I mean, talk about big black cock. This was not cliche, but it was so very cliche that it was happening. So a very tall, dark, handsome man approached the table, and the woman stood up and hugged him. And that guy that she was with, he just sort of looked on. I elbowed Miss Marilyn, and she was looking right at me at the time, too. So we picked up on the dynamic right at the same time. So our waitress came by, and unfortunately, she blocked our view as she was telling us about the specials and whatnot. And then she went over to their table to notify them of the same. Now, I think we both really perked up when the wife and the sexy newcomer started laughing and the husband looked down. Miss Marilyn whispered to me, "She is a femdom. She is in control." And we both heard her order from the tape for the table. I mean, completely. So it was actually pretty interesting. And Miss Marilyn and I started whispering and kind of talking with each other. And then we turned our attention back to the table and Miss Marilyn, I'll let you take it from here.
Well, by that time, that hubby, well, at least we think so, had just gone and disappeared, pooped right into thin air, didn't notice a thing, didn't see him walk away. The other two were sharing a kiss across the table. Nice hot kiss. I was actually kind of proud of their use of tongue in public. They're braver than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did start to feel my panties get very wet around that time, just from the sexy action that I was seeing, but that I noticed something next to the woman's shoe. Well, remember that untied shoe that Miss Celia was just talking about? It was just an ordinary brown shoelace, and it seems that the hubby had slipped under the table to service the bull's cock. Oh my, he was going to get his own special cocktail, to say the least. He stayed under there for, I'd say, the good 15 minutes that we remained, and, oh, how I would have loved to be a fly on the wall later that night at her place. Cuckolding is just such a hot dynamic, and to have seen that action out in public, so nonchalant, sexy, secret, under the table, oh, that was hotter than I thought it could be. And it sure as hell led to many, many masturbation fantasies for me.
Oh, yeah. I think the moral of the story is, when two dominant women take you out to dinner, you never know what's going to happen, because we do pick up on the little subtleties, and we tend to see a lot more than most. So that's something to think of when your mistress takes you out to dinner. It's always going to be a good time.
Welcome back, naughty boys, kinksters, and cuckolds. Well, it is that very, very special time of the evening. Miss Delia, you know what time it is, don't you?
Is it stroking time?
Oh, it is stroking time! We mistresses came up with a song for you to enjoy and stroke those cocks to. So, let's all have a few minutes of stroking pleasure alongside our sexy cuckold fantasies, and most importantly, no coming. You are all honorary cuckolds tonight, after all. That was one hot edition of Stroking Time tonight, wasn't it, Miss Delia?
Oh, yes, it was.
I think cuckolding does have a habit of getting our naughty boys all worked up, and I gotta love it. Now, I do happen to have some schedule news. Well, the months are turning over. For this week, I am still going to be mostly on a catch-me-as-you-see-me schedule, and I'm typically available these days, late evenings and overnight. You can check www.kinkadvisor.com/schedule to see what hours I plan to be available day of, or email me at marilyn@enchantrixempire.com to see what we can work out for a very sexy appointment. Now, I did promise that I would be back to a regular schedule in June, so also stay tuned to that schedule page over the next week so you can find out what my upcoming regular hours are going to be.
That sounds awesome. Now, my transition that I made through the month of May, where I could be on some nights and mostly was transitioning to appointments only at night, it's really important now, because in June, my daytime schedules are going to be 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, Saturdays off, and special sexy time on Sundays, although you'll have to check in on Sundays to see when that will be, unless you've got an appointment. So the most important thing for everyone to remember is, if you need to speak to me at night, if you are used to speaking to me at night, just make an appointment. It's so simple. Email me, IM me, talk to live help, or call into dispatch and ask them to ask me, because if I can do an appointment for you, I absolutely will. And starting in June, the only way that I'm going to know if you want a nighttime appointment is if you get in touch with me and schedule that appointment. Very doable. Make it happen.
Oh, I gotta love it. Well, I, for one, have had so much fun tonight. Oh, my. Thank you for tuning in for a spank a good time. This is Miss Marilyn signing off and slipping into the world of bubble baths, waterproof vibrators, and very sexy cuckold fantasies. Have a kinky cuckolded evening, and I will catch you next Sunday.
And this is Miss Delia telling you to remember to download our show's podcast and check out our partner blog, kinkclassroom.com, for sexy recaps of this week's show. Remember, be back here at 8 p.m. Eastern every Sunday, and everyone have a hot and sexy week.